At this point, I think everybody knows that Joe Biden is on his way out. I don't know if it's going to happen in a day, a week, a month, a year. He's not going to finish his term. He's not. Okay. And Kamala Harris will almost certainly be the president of the United States at some point in the near future. We know this. Everybody knows this. Well, maybe not everybody. Maybe not Joe Biden himself. Maybe he is clueless to what's taking place around him. We'll be talking about that. We'll also be having another news update by the two mics that's coming up here in just a moment. So as the White House sells us, Kamala, President Kamala, is Joe Biden privy to the plan to oust him? You know, from the beginning, I've always thought, you know what, Biden knows what he's doing. He's gone in there. He wants to be president. He wants his name in future versions of Wikipedia. He wants to be go out a winner. And so he's going to go in there. He's going to be a placeholder. Whoever he picks as VP is going to be the president. He knows this. You know, he's ready to go. In recent weeks, I've actually come to the conclusion that there's, we'll call it 50-50. Maybe he doesn't know. Okay, we know that he has challenges right now with cognitive abilities. We know that his mind is not what it used to be. Had a great show, great interview last week with his former stenographer, Mike McCormick, who told us that, you know, after traveling with then Vice President Biden for years, traveling by his side, being there, listening to him, watching him, and then seeing the shell of a man that he is today, that he's gone. You know, he's just not who he was. And you know, we could say that about anybody, right? Except there's a sharp drop here. And I'm not telling you guys anything you don't know. We already knew all that. We already knew that he's fading. We also knew that Kamala Harris is being positioned to replace him at the next available date, right? Now the question comes, does he know? Is Biden aware of the plan? I just think it was his plan. That thought he would say, you know what? I can win this. I can beat Donald Trump because I've got ways to cheat. As he said, he's built the greatest voter fraud organization the world has ever seen or something to that effect. Yes, he said that, folks. Anyway, but doesn't he even know? Is he aware? And now I'm having my doubts because he's not acting like a guy that's aware. I'm not talking about from a mental capacity perspective. I'm not talking about dementia that he's not aware. I'm talking about that they're moving forward without him. One of the things that when I did interview Mike McCormick, one of the things that he noted is that Biden has surrounded himself with a handful of loyalists. And it's not really his play. It's not something that he would normally do. He does, don't get me wrong, he does believe in loyalists. I mean, that's why he keeps everything in the family. Okay, he believes that he can trust his family more than he can trust outside people when it comes to handling his business or his nefarious affairs or you know, getting children for him to sniff or whatever it is that he needs to do. He trusts family to take care of that for him. So getting loyalists is not only unexpected, but it's not uncommon. Okay, people try to do that all the time, especially presidents. But these particular loyalists are ones that seem to be in place based upon a notion that he's going to be there for the long haul. And that got me thinking. I started looking at his actions, you know, what he's trying to do. And I came very close to doing a show last week saying, hey, I think that maybe he's fighting. I think this whole push to put Kamala Harris in charge of the border crisis, that's a way for him to try to essentially expose her. But then I looked deeper into it and I realized that he wasn't, you know, everybody left and right in the media were saying, oh, you know, Kamala Harris is in charge of the border crisis now. That's not true. It never was true. I saw an article though where her staff is backtracking on it, but I read what Biden said when he originally announced it. He said that she's going to take over discussions with those Central American countries, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Guatemala. He's going to talk to them, Honduras, and try to figure out what the root cause of this migration is. That's very different from handling the border crisis. Yeah, I thought, again, I was thinking maybe he's doing it to give her the hot potato, to put her in the spotlight on a losing hand. Give her the losing hand, say, here, play this hand, and then maybe trying to defend his job. But again, I realized that this was a misread by everybody. Everybody's saying that it was, you know, they kind of all jumped on the narrative and then they started sharing it. And then it became quote unquote true. Even though, again, if you read what Biden said, if you read what Kamala Harris and her team have said, they never said, never did they say that she was going to be taking over handling of the border crisis from a domestic perspective. She's going overseas. She's handling the foreign affairs aspect of it, which stays in line with exactly what she's been doing already. She's been doing more talking to world leaders than anybody else. So now I am starting to question if Joe Biden even knows the plan. In a serious question. I'm not trying to be funny here. That's a serious question. Does he know? Does he know? There was a tweet from, oh goodness, I really hope that I saved it. I might not have saved it. That would be funny. Not funny. That'd be sad. That'd be embarrassing, because I do try to be prepared for these shows as best as I can. And it would appear that maybe I wasn't as prepared as I should have been. And therefore, I'm going to talk slowly and stall while I look for the tweet that I was. Okay, this is getting awkward. Where the heck did it go? It's just gone. It's just gone. It was there and now it's gone. Very embarrassing. Okay, well, here it is. I found it. I knew I'd find it. Rahim Kassam says, of the last 15 White House pictures published, all 15 included Kamala Harris or her movements. And I looked, it's true. It's Kamala. Of those last 15, all of which include Kamala Harris, only 4 include Joe Biden. Now I know what you're saying. You're like, oh, well, that's not proof. That's, you know, that's not necessarily an indicator that they're pushing him out and trying to plug her in. So I looked at the White House Twitter account and see. So they retweet Kamala Harris from time to time. They retweet a few people, but I think at least in the last month or so, they've retweeted Kamala more than anybody else. They've retweeted Joe Biden exactly none. 0 retweets from the White House in the month of March for Joe Biden, whereas they've retweeted Kamala Harris more than anybody else. Okay, so now we're still just putting out circumstantial evidence. And folks, that's all we've got here. All we have is speculation. They won't tell us the plan. We just have to read the tea leaves. This is called commentary. I'm not saying that this, oh, there's rock solid proof that the White House is making the move. I think it's proof. I think it's an indicator, not even proof. I think that this tells us the shift. This tells us their mentality. They want to ease her in. I think they're trying to do it quicker than they had originally planned, because they're accelerating a lot of this. Kamala Harris is, unless something weird happens, Kamala Harris is going to be the president of the United States. And that should terrify you. Joe Biden terrifies us already, but he's mild still. I'm not saying he's a moderate, but he is relatively mild. And you're thinking to yourself, oh my gosh, how could you call him mild? He signed more executive orders than anybody. He's pushing vaccine passports, which we're going to talk about later today. He's pushing, he's destroying the border. Folks, whatever you see today, all of these radical leftist policies, executive orders, proposed pieces of legislation, all of them will be worse under Kamala Harris, lest we forget. She had the most radical voting record of any senator, more radical than Elizabeth Warren, more radical than Bernie Sanders. She sided with the far left on nearly every single instance. Now, people will say, oh, you know, she was just doing that to build up her credibility. I don't care. I don't trust her. It's not to say that I trust Joe Biden. At least with Biden, we know what we're getting. It's not much. With Kamala Harris, I'm fearful that we're going to get more left, more radical, more of the same. So I go back to the original question. Does Joe Biden even know that he's being replaced? Is he aware? And at this point, I'm starting to lean towards no, that he was not privy to the master plan, or perhaps that he is not privy to the change of plans that are taking place around him. They have positioned Kamala to be the face, They're trying to get her out there more. This focus on women empowerment. This isn't just about average, everyday women. Matter of fact, you could even make the argument that it's absolutely not about average, everyday women. This is about elite women and pushing them up the ladder as quickly and as aggressively as possible. Kamala Harris is the highest iteration that we know of. And she can and probably will be president of the United States. Somebody, I think it was Jack Posobiec over at One American News, tweeted earlier that, you know, that it's bad when mainstream media starts focusing on the Joe Biden scandals, particularly the Hunter Biden scandal, you know, where he was allegedly involved with the Secret Service, helping him to hide a gun or lie about guns or whatever. I know you're going to say, how could you not? That's a big story. How are you not focused on that? Look, I get it. I mean, newsflash, Hunter Biden is a criminal and Joe Biden helped cover it up. Okay. So you could say that every month with every new revelation. I don't get into Hunter Biden, watching him, but my opinion of him can't get any lower unless he comes out with something worse, but this isn't worse. This is par for the course. Okay. The whole gun thing. But now mainstream media is covering it. The same mainstream media that refused to even acknowledge that he had problems before. The same mainstream media that covered up for him at every turn. Now they're talking about it. And that does not bode well for Joe Biden. Because if they're talking about that, their puppet masters are saying, hey, we got to kind of quietly, slowly shift sentiment away from Joe Biden. We got to give us a reason to get rid of him and get Kamala installed in there. We installed one old guy. Now we got to install one woman of color. I'm not even sure of her. I don't think she's truly African American. I think was she Jamaican American, Indian American. I don't know. It changes all the time. How can we be aware? She's actually taken on 14 different labels throughout her career, depending on what is most politically expedient for her at that particular moment. Bottom line is this: Joe Biden is on his way out, probably faster than he knows, and he may not even be aware that he is being pushed out. We have to be careful, because I mean, here's the thing: as bad as he is, she's worse. I'm not saying that we got to go out there and defend Joe Biden, but we have to look for shenanigans. We have to expose their plan, their machinations. We need to let the world know that this isn't some, oh my gosh, out of the blue, we're just now learning that Joe Biden has dementia, or oh my gosh, you know, who could have thunk it? Who could have thunk it that there's scandal in the Biden family? This is just shocking. Can't believe that nobody reported on this for years prior to him running for office. They're not fools, folks. They just think we are. Coming up, we've got a news update from the two mics. Stay tuned.
Hey, welcome back. You're on with two mics, Dr. Michael Shoyer and Colonel Mike, and this is a NOC report update for the NOC report online. And right now we're happy to have back with us General Tom McInerney, who's going to join us on the news update. He has one or two points to make. By the way, tune in tomorrow. He's going to be on the NOC report again with JD, speaking about the anti-vaccine vaccination, which is that mRNA. General McInerney, thank you for your time, sir. Thank you and welcome back. This is your first time on the news update. What would you like to speak about real quick, sir?
Well, just a quick update on two things. Number one, on the vaccine, and then briefly discuss the border, what's going on down there, the senators down there, and China, the relationship. We'll discuss China at much greater length next week. But first of all, on the vaccine, I spent an hour and a half with six doctors last week, and we came up with four recommendations. The first one was make COVID purely voluntary and a personal private medical decision. None of this mandatory that they're starting to drive and give young kids and all that. That will be a disaster. Number two, provide COVID-19 prophylaxis available. And those are like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine because you don't really need the vaccine. We've now had the experience that ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine are really wonderful prophylactics, and we should be using those. As a matter of fact, I'm starting to take them now.
Good for you.
The third point of the four is provide early multi-drug treatments for acute COVID-19. People that get it, in other words, are high-risk patients. Mm-hmm. Those who are present with severe symptoms. You should use those prophylactics that I mentioned, ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. And then finally, let's track among the military the COVID-19 people that have recovered and consider antibody and T-cell direct testing to mm-hmm. adjudicate uncertain cases and operate with the COVID-19 recovered patients that have complete and durable immunity and may be positioned in strategic high-risk positions being protected against future infection. Because again, the concern of the doctors is because of this unique, nobody really knows what's in the vaccines from the different pharmaceutical companies.
Correct.
And the potential danger that they're seeing is that when COVID-20 and COVID-21 hit with so many people, over a million Americans, I think it's 100 million Americans, have gotten it so far, the vaccination, that we could have severe consequences next year when COVID-20 and 21 come, because we believe it will reduce our immunity to the follow-on COVIDs.
And it will come. I think, Dr. Mike, it'll definitely come for sure.
Yeah, General, that sounds like a great plan. I hope that you and your doctor colleagues can make that, can get some attention drawn to that.
I do too, Dr. Mike. I really do.
If we can do anything, sir, we'd be happy to help.
Well, I know you will. And one of the most important ways is to do this. And finding the bureaucracy, there is so much money. You know, if you look at hydroxychloroquine, President Trump tried to push it, and then the CDC and everybody, Fauci, came out against him. That is so cheap. I took it for 2 years and four different tours in Vietnam for malaria, and it's so cheap. We're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on it, and what we've done is put hundreds of billions of dollars into the vaccine. Yeah. Everything going on.
Whenever I traveled, sir, we had to do it to the South Asia or to the Arab world. And it always worked.
It always does. It's very effective. You know, I've talked to a lot of immigrants from Africa that take it. And it's extremely important to look at that. So that's the highlights of what I think we ought to be pushing. The next thing is listening to these senators that have been down on the border and what they're talking about on other shows when we talk about China or the border. Biden has created, it's not a disaster. It's not a crisis. It's an unqualified, mitigated, multi-disastrous condition that should be stopped immediately. The American public should not tolerate this from this administration. He is violating his oath of office to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. He is not protecting America. So America must stand up. And when they talk about China and operations going on in China, he's violating that as well. But he must, because what's going to come out, and we'll talk about it next week, is the heavy involvement, which you've heard me already discuss, of the Chinese Communist Party in the cyber warfare that won the election for Biden. Biden actually got 68 million votes. Trump got 79 million. And that's what Mike Lindell is trying to prove and get the American people to see. And we've got certain legislatures in Arizona, in Michigan, and Georgia that are looking at this. and all the battleground states should look at it. But it is no question that we have an unconstitutionally elected president, and we must get that fixed as well. And foreigners led by the Chinese Communist Party led it, coming out of China in the massive cyber warfare.
General, I want to say this. You know, I'm glad you brought it up, because I said it this morning to a few people that this was just showboating. These senators going to the border is nothing but selfies. All it is a promotion for probably future campaign funding, you know, saying, hey, look, I did the job. I went down there. Now, there are a couple of serious guys because they're in Texas who have a concern maybe. But for the most part, they're there too late, too little, too late. I didn't hear from the senators, and I think Dr. Mike and you will agree, I didn't hear from the senators anything about we'll have another $80 million budget, we'll hire some temporary border patrol assistants, deputy sheriffs, we'll deputize people, we will go to the $8 billion whatever budget it is at Homeland Security and move some money from left to right or right to left so we can actually do what we have to do on the border. I didn't hear any of that from the senators. So to me, I believe at this point, the senators are complicit. And I think the senators are involved in something that they know is way out of control. And no matter what kind of tap dance they do, they can't fool us. Here's what happened. I think on January 6th, Mike, you'll agree, and General, you'll agree. They thought they decapitated the movement. They thought by threatening people and raiding their homes in the middle of the morning, 4 or 5 in the morning, that this movement will stop. The American people who want justice will stop. They don't realize that it's going to get bigger and bigger, because they're just pushing the people against the wall.
Yeah, I mean, they're spending $1.9 trillion to bail out Democrat cities and Democratic states. And by the way, when you're talking about those senators, those were all Republican senators that went down who you're challenging. And I challenge, too, because they keep talking about the 2022 election, 2024. And there won't be any. There's chaos. There won't be.
We know that.
Yeah, I mean, the Biden administration's looking at a $3 trillion work project to come out. And they said this was a COVID-19 bill, the $1.9 trillion. COVID-19 was 9% of it. Please, how dumb do they think the American people are?
Dr. Mike?
Yeah, I think, General, that's exactly right. The issue I would put here is that from what I can gather, and as you said, what's going on at the border is a catastrophe, and it's meant to be. Biden, to whatever extent he's cogent, and his associates were sent and assigned the mission of destroying whatever was left of the United States in the traditional terms. And they're doing that rapidly and with extraordinary hatefulness. It's clear that what they want is a racial war in this country to finish off whatever we have left. And they're not leaving white people or any other race who is loyal to traditional America a choice but to defend themselves. And my God, if something doesn't happen soon to stop this business at the border and to stop the rest of the things that these people are trying to do, gun control and gun seizing, there's going to be a bloodbath in this country. And I don't know. I pray that something's going to come of all of the election materials that can be distributed, of John Durham's investigation of a more prominent Trump in the media. But I don't know, sir, how much time we have left.
Well, it's a very good point, and it's something we're going to have to focus on coming up next week.
All right. Thank you, General. Thank you, General. Okay. Thank you, Dr. Mike. And you're on the freedomfirstnetwork.com, freedomfirstcoffee.com, and Knock Report. And we'll be on ffn.locals.com. This is a special report for Knock Report by the two Mikes. And we want to thank General McInerney. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mike. Dr. Mike, talk to you later.
Talk to you soon, sir. God bless you.
God bless.
Can you smell it? It's your favorite freshly ground coffee, brewing in your favorite cup. If you're anything like me or my family, coffee is essential for our mornings. And even more essential is good quality coffee. Well, Freedom First Coffee is our preferred choice. Made from organically grown beans from Mexico and Peru, they're then roasted here in the USA. So head on over to freedomfirstcoffee.com and choose our Founders Blend in medium or dark roast, ground or whole bean. That's freedomfirstcoffee.com. And make sure you use promo code NOCK, that's N-O-Q, for 10% off your order. And if you really want to be a freedom lover, choose a monthly subscription so you will never be without your Morning Joe. Again, that's freedomfirstcoffee.com.
Fabulous, fantastic, as always. Two mics, my wife, they're all just awesome. I'm actually going to take a drink of this wonderful, fantastic Founders Blend, Freedom First Coffee. Go to freedomfirstcoffee.com. Promo code NOQ, as she said. Man, it really is good stuff. Quick story. So, you know, we've been approached by dozens of affiliates, dozens of advertisers, sponsors. You know, we have a rule here. Jeff Dornick and I, when we've created Freedom First Network, we were not going to promote those that we do not believe in personally. Okay? I mean, if we were going to promote a coffee company, for example, then we were going to make sure that we liked the coffee. So when we approached some coffee companies, this one in particular said, why don't we make one for you guys? Instead of just you picking out some of our various coffees and seeing which ones you like, why don't we make your own? Why don't we send you some blends, give you some examples of what we can do and make you a unique one? And that's how Founders Blend was born. We actually got to taste coffees and see which ones we liked. We picked an organic one. We picked one that was brewed here in the United States, packaged, distributed. Beans are from Mexico and Peru. Again, organic. Good stuff. Whole bean, whatever. Okay, so that's what, 2 minutes of pushing our coffee? My goodness. You'd think that I was selling you something. Sort of like how the Democratic Party is trying to sell Kamala Harris to us. Do not buy the pitch. She is very, very bad. She is worse than Joe Biden. I'm not saying we try to keep Joe Biden. We do anything benefiting of him, but we need the truth to come out there. We need the world to know that this is the plan, this has always been the plan, and that there is no separation between the push for Kamala Harris and the current affairs of the White House today. She may already be in charge. Well, she may already be the prime puppet for the deep state, the swamp, the new world order, principalities and powers, whatever you want to call it or them or they or whatever. It's getting so hard to do these shows anymore because you have to be careful what you say. But I'm not. That's probably why we got banned on Medium, YouTube, Spotify. Suppressed on Twitter, Periscope, Facebook. Find us at ffn.locals.com. Find us on Rumble. Find us at freedomfirstnetwork.com, noqreport.com, gatekeepersonline.com. We're going to do everything we can to stay alive. Your folks stay on, keep getting the truth out there. But we could always use your help. Best way to help is to spread the word. Lord willing, I will be back very soon with another episode. But in the meantime, you guys stay strong, stay safe, and God bless.